Welcome to the Moms Grind Tool podcast, hosted by your girl, Courtney Shanae. Here we celebrate women who are choosing to become the version of themselves that they dream of being, despite the curveballs that life tends to throw at times. We'll be discussing topics like motherhood, relationships, entrepreneurship, and so much more. So be sure to tune in weekly for new episodes. If you're new here, hey sis, if you love it here, please leave us a review and tell a friend and tell a friend about the show. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode. So let's dive right in. What's up, sis? Welcome back to the Moms Grind 2 podcast. Can y'all believe we are already on episode 2? Yeah, me neither. But I hope you all are having a great day so far. Today's episode is going to be a little different from last episode. We're going to have some key points, but this episode, we're really going to get down to business. So I hope y'all are ready. So today, we're going to be talking about starting with one. A lot of the times I feel like we get so caught up in trying to do multiple things at one time when all we need to do is start with doing one thing.
One thing could simply be you saying no to something that has been holding you back, or yes to something that you've been wanting to do, that you've been meaning to do, that you need to do, that you haven't done yet, but you know you need to do it. So let's dive right in. So for me, step one would definitely be making the decision to keep the promises that we make to ourselves. I feel like we become so used to starting things and not finishing them that we forget we made those promises to ourselves in the first place. Whether it's choosing to take our health serious, become better with time management, that's a good one. Or maybe it's that toxic relationship that you know you need to get out of and let go, but you just can't move on. You don't want to move on, but you need to move on, sis. Let it go. But all of these things that we write down on our vision boards, in our journals, these are all of the promises that we told ourselves that we were going to do to become the best version of ourselves, that version of ourselves that we want to shout and let the world know, that version of ourselves that we can brag about, that version of ourselves that we can share with our friends so they can celebrate us. That's the version of ourselves that we want to become. But why is it so hard for us to keep those promises that are so important to us? It's like, we know what we want to become. We know what we need to do, but we continue to choose and do the things that we know won't get us to that level. That means we're sabotaging our own happiness. It's like we become so used to that comfortable version of ourselves that we choose to stay that way. But deep down, we know that we were created for more. And deep down, we know that we really don't want this life for ourselves, that we really want more, but we just choose not to strive for more. We choose not to chase that dream because we don't know what's on the other side of it, or we allow fear to stop us from becoming that version, but not anymore. It's time to make the decision to keep those promises that we make to ourselves and decide to hold ourselves accountable, or find your accountability partner, because the hardest part is making a decision. Once you make the decision that you are not going to let nothing or no one stop you from becoming that version of yourself, the hard part is done. Now it's time to do one thing every day that will make you a better person. And I want you guys to get your pen and a piece of paper and write down 4 areas of your life that you want to start doing better in, whether that's your relationship with God, self-care, your health, or choosing to become better with finances. I don't know who that is for, but this one is definitely for me. So choosing to find 4 areas of your life that you want to become better at, and choosing one thing that you can do in each area to become a better version of you and to elevate your life. That is going to be, maybe you said you want to have a better relationship with God. Maybe that's doing your devotions and praying every morning. And I'm not sure how y'all do it, but for me, devotion and prayer go hand in hand, because once I've done my devotions, I'm praying and making sure that I got what I needed. Another thing is, if you want to become better with money, plan out a budget for yourself and sticking to that budget every day, every week, every month. Or deciding that, hey, I'm going to put back such and such amount of money from each check so that I can start saving and investing in myself and investing in my future. And if self-care is one of the things that you want to become better at doing, because I know for sure as a mom, We put ourselves on a back burner. We put our babies before ourselves. We put our men before ourselves. And we don't practice self-care. And self-care is very important, because if you don't pour into yourself, if you don't feed into yourself, you're actually going to be pouring from an empty cup after a while. So I feel like self-care is definitely necessary. And one of the things that you can start doing daily for self-care maybe is enjoying you a glass of wine. That's so simple, but sometimes I like to enjoy a glass of wine. Or maybe is taking a bubble bath. Listen, I love me a good bubble bath, y'all. Taking a good bubble bath, just doing these little things for you. I love doing the face mask and just making sure that my skin is nice and clean. And that is practicing self-care. So it can really be doing these small things every day to make yourself feel better, look better, and just making you happy. And if getting serious with your health is on your board, I would definitely recommend choosing to work out at least 30 minutes a day. That is probably one of the easiest things you can do, because walking around your neighborhood is really not that hard. Maybe even choosing to drink a gallon of water a day. For me, it's a no, because I will be in the bathroom nonstop. So I try to get as much water as I can in, because one thing about it, your girl gonna be in the bathroom. Or even just eating healthy. I know that's a tough one for me, because I don't know about y'all, but like when I'm working out and I'm eating healthy, I'm always hungry. It's like the healthy food does not fill you up. You're constantly hungry, and I just be wanting the bad food. But remember, we made the promise, we made the decision to ourselves that we are not going to go back on our word. We are going to stick to our word. And that means eating healthy, drinking your water, working out, and making sure everything you've written down, you're sticking with. And that's by doing one thing in each of these pillars daily. And let me tell you, if you can do one thing in each pillar daily for 30 days, it's time for you to add something else within this pillar, because they say 30 days forms a habit. And once you've mastered doing each of these things for 30 days, it's time to move on to adding something else in each pillar, one more thing in each pillar, until you've mastered that, and so on and so on. And that is how we can start becoming the version of ourselves that we can be proud of, that we can celebrate. Because once you've mastered being disciplined and doing the things that you might not want to do, like I go to the gym every morning at 5 a.m. And do I want to do it every day? No, some days I just want to lay in the bed and not go. But I told myself by this summer, my body is going to be where I want it to be. And that means me waking up every morning and making sure I'm going to the gym and working out, because summer is almost here, sis. Summer is literally almost here. So I'm making sure I'm in that gym every Monday through Friday, like clockwork. I'm not missing a gym day. So that is me being disciplined, because like I said, there are days I don't want to go, but I'm choosing to keep the promise to myself to go. And that is all it is the promise to ourselves involves us being disciplined. Once we decide to be disciplined, there's nothing that can stop us, as discipline will make you realize I might not feel like doing this thing today, but discipline is going to make you do it anyways, because I might not feel like it, but I'm disciplined to know that it's got to get done whether I feel like doing it or not. And that's how we need to be about our goals. That's how we need to be about life overall. Like, once I get this out of the way, then I can have fun. Then I can relax. Then I can lay in bed and watch my favorite TV show. But it all starts with me being disciplined to know that if I don't do this now, it's never going to get done. If I don't put my big girl panties on and just suffer through it and get it over with, and I won't become that version of myself that I said I was going to be. So let's focus on becoming disciplined within these next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever that looks like for you. Let's make the decision to be disciplined and keeping these promises that we've made to ourselves. Lastly, have you guys ever heard the term of, why put off tomorrow what you can do today? Start today, sis. Don't put it off for tomorrow. The things that you wrote on your booklet that's sitting right in front of you in your notepad, start doing those one things today. And I don't know what time you'll be listening to this podcast, but you still have the time to do at least one thing on your list today that's going to bring you closer into the woman that you want to become. So we are not putting off things for tomorrow. We are not allowing that little voice in our head to say, girl, we don't feel like doing a date. No, shut her, tell her to be quiet. Put the tape over her mouth and tell her to hush, because we got things that we trying to accomplish. We got goals that we need to achieve, and it's going to involve us doing it today, not putting it off tomorrow. It's going to involve us making a decision and keeping that promise to ourselves. It's going to involve us doing that one thing each and every day to become the version of ourselves that we can celebrate and be proud of. So I thank y'all for tuning in for another episode. Y'all, we are on episode 2 already, and episode 3 will be loading next week. So thank y'all again for y'all support. I truly appreciate y'all for tuning in. Like I said before, if y'all enjoy the podcast, please like, comment, and leave a review. If you know some girls that can benefit from listening to this podcast, send them my way. Literally, go to the little arrow in the box and share it with your friends. Share it with your mom, your cousin. Share it with all your family, all your peoples. And let me know you send them my way. But again, thank y'all for tuning in. Until next time. All right, sis, that concludes today's episode. I hope you found value in today's topic and that you're able to apply what you've learned today within your life. Remember, the world needs what you carry, so go out there and give it your all today. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode. Until next time.